مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم میکند. irlanguage.com.
به نام حضرت حق، عزیزان با آموزش ویدئویی Q-Skills for Success Listening and Speaking Level 1 در خدمت شما بزرگواران هستم. Unit 1 is Business, تجارت. We have some parts here, note-taking, writing, keywords and main ideas, critical thinking, comparing and contrasting, listening for keywords and phrases, vocabulary distinguishing between words with similar meanings, grammar simple present and simple past, pronunciation simple past ed, and speaking asking for repetition and clarification. یادداشت برداری قراره که روی نوشتن کلمات کلیدی و ایده های اصلی تمرکز کنه. تفکر نقاد، مقایسه شباهت ها و مقایسه تفاوت ها. در بخش گوش دادن به کلمات و عبارات کلیدی رو خواهیم داشت. لغت، تفکیک کردن کلمات با معنی مشابه و تمایز قائل شدن، گرامر حال ساده و گذشته ساده، تلفظ، ایدی گذشته ساده و صحبت کردن، درخواست تکرار و شفاف سازی. What are employers looking for? کارفرماها دنبال چی هستن؟ Do you have a job? Yes, maybe you have a job or no, you don't have a job. What's your dream job? شغل رویایی از شما چیه؟ Well, some dream jobs with high salaries like engineer, برخی شغلای رویایی با درآمد یا حقوق بالا مثل مهندس, jobs with a lot of responsibility, مشاغلی با مسئولیت زیاد مثل شهردار, or flexibility, انعطاف پذیری such as freelancer, somebody who works for himself or herself, کسی که شغل آزاد داره, or jobs that reflect a particular interest, یا مشاغلی که علاقه خاصی رو منعکس میکنند و نشون میدن such as poet, شاعر. How do people find jobs? افراد چجوری شغل پیدا میکنند؟ People find jobs by asking around, by looking for them online, through friends, family, recommendations, etc. افراد معمولاً از طریق پرسجو شغل پیدا میکنند. حالا ممکنه آنلاین دنبالشون بگردن از طریق دوستان، از طریق خانواده، از طریق توصیه ها و غیره. Look at the photo. Where are these people? این افراد کجان؟ The people are at a job fair. افراد در یک نمایشگاه شغلی هستند. They're looking for jobs. اونا دنبال شغل هستند. Now listen to the Q classroom online, then complete the missing information from the students' conversation. One, Yuna says that employers want someone with a good... یونا میگه که کارفرماها کسی رو میخوان با یک چیه خوب. Number 2, Marcus says is important. Marcus میگه جا خالی مهمه. 3, Sophie says companies want people they can easily. سوفی میگه شرکت و افرادی رو میخوان که اونا میتونن به آسونی. 4, Felix says companies want someone who will for the company. فلیکس میگه شرکت ها کسی رو میخوان که برای شرکت.
Unit 1, Business, The Q Classroom.
Every unit in Q begins with a question. Your answer to the unit question, when you start the unit, can be different from your answer at the end of the unit. The question for Unit 1 is, what are employers looking for? Yuna, what kinds of people do you think employers and companies want to work for them?
I think they look for someone with a good education.
Mm-hmm, yes. Employers look at a person's education. What are some other things they look for, Marcus?
What about work experience? It's difficult to get a job if you haven't worked before.
Do you agree, Sophie?
Maybe. But sometimes employers prefer to hire someone without a lot of experience. Then the company can train them more easily.
I see. Interesting point. What do you think, Felix? What are employers looking for?
I think it's simple. They want someone who will do their best for the company. They need a good attitude. They have to arrive on time and work hard every day. just like the students in this class.
Well, let's check the answers. Number one, education, تحصیل. Number two, work experience, تجربه کاری. Three, train, آموزش دادن. Four, do their best, حد اکثر تلاششون رو انجام بدن. Now, note-taking skill, مهارت یادداشت برداری. Writing keywords and main ideas, نوشتن کلمات کلیدی و ایده های اصلی. وقتی که شما یادداشت برداری می کنید، فقط چند تا کلمه و عبارت رو در مورد مهمترین نکته ها می نویسید. اگه تلاش کنین که زیاد از حد بنویسید، اطلاعات مهمی رو از دست خواهید داد. یاد بگیرید گوش کنید برای ایده های اصلی و کلمات کلیدی و عبارت های کلیدی رو بنویسین که به شما کمک خواهند کرد اونها رو، یعنی ایده های اصلی رو، به یاد داشته باشین و به خاطر بیارید. دو تا ستون در کاغذتون ایجاد کنید و اونها رو برچسب بزنید تحت عنوان keywords و main ideas. مثل مثال پایین، کلمات کلیدی، ایده های اصلی. موقع گوش دادن بنویسید کلمات کلیدی رو در ستون چپ. بعد گوش دادن از کلمات کلیدی استفاده کنین تا اطلاعات اضافی رو در مورد ایده های اصلی در ستون راست پر کنید. این ترانسکریپت رو، این نوشته رو، از یک گزارش خبری تلویزیونی در مورد مهارت های شغلی مهم برای دانشجویان بخونید. خیلی از دانشجویان کالج امروزه مهارت های اساسی مورد نیاز برای موفق شدن در یه شغل تمام وقتی رو که بعد فارغ التحصیلی رو ندارن. بر اساس یه مطالعه جدید، دانشگاه ها باید انجام بدن کار بیشتری رو برای اینکه دانشجوها رو آماده کنن برای محل کار. حالا به نوت پایین نگاه کنید و متوجه کیوردها و مین آیدیا باشید. Students don't have skills, full-time job, study, universities need to prepare students. Now main ideas, college students don't have skills to succeed in a full-time job after they graduate. Study, universities need to do more to prepare students for work. Now listen to the next part of the news report. Make two columns for keywords and main ideas. به بخش بعدی گزارش خبری گوش بدید و دو تا ستون برای کلمات کلیدی و ایده های اصلی داشته باشین. My dear students, you can listen to A as many times as you need because sometimes you may not understand the keywords and main ideas properly, okay? So don't fear to listen more than once.
Unit 1. Note-taking skill. Activity A.
For the study, researchers asked employers around the country to talk about how recent university graduates did in their jobs. Many employers were unhappy that recent college graduates were often late to work, did not follow company rules, and sometimes received customer complaints. The researchers said that universities should offer courses to train students to enter a full-time job after graduation. In addition to studying about basic job responsibilities, such as arriving on time, students need communication skills, knowledge of customer service, and training on how to give presentations, the study said.
Now let's see what is happening in this part. Keywords, employers unhappy with recent graduates. کارفرماها از فارغ التحصیلان اخیر ناراحت هستند. Researchers, universities should offer job courses. محققا میگن دانشگاه ها باید کورس ها یا دوره های آموزشی رو ارائه بدن. Main idea همون چیه؟ Employers are unhappy with the job performance of the recent college graduate employees. کارفرماها ناراضی هستند از عملکرد شغلی کارمندان تازه فارغ التحصیل شده از کالج. و اون یکی ریسرچرز، دانشگاه ها باید آموزش بدن دانشجوهاشون رو در اینکه چطور بعد از فارغ التحصیلی وارد یه شغل فول تایم بشن، تمام وقت بشن. اوکی. Now looking for a job. You're going to listen to two students discuss summer jobs. They find a website with a video called Careers at Braxton Books. As you listen to the conversation, gather information and ideas about what employers want. شما قراره که گوش بدید به دو تا دانشجو که در مورد شغلای تابستانی بحث میکنن. اونا یه وبسایتی رو پیدا میکنن با یه ویدیوی به نام حرفه ها در براکستون باکس و موقع گوش دادن به مکالمه اطلاعات جمع آوری کنید و ایده هایی رو در مورد اینکه کارفرما چی میخوان. یه سری واژه ها داریم اینجا، طبق معمول میدونی که باید چیکار کنیم. بریم با هم دیگه بخونیم، ترجمه کنیم و انشالله که بعد بتونیم که correct definition های هر کدوم رو پیدا کنیم. One, Clay wants to change his career. He wants to become a doctor. خالد میخواد که شغل و حرفش رو عوض کنه، میخواد یه دکتر بشه. Hey, I starts her new job tomorrow. She's a new employee of that company. هایا شغل جدیدش رو فردا شروع میکنه، او یه کارمند جدید اون شرکت هستش. A college education is one requirement to be a teacher. You also need some teaching experience. یک تحصیلات کالج یه نیاز الزامه برای اینکه یه دبیر باشید. شما همچنین نیاز داریم به مقداری تجربه تدریس. 4. I don't know much about computers. I can only do basic things like type papers and use email. من زیاد در مورد کامپیوترها نمیدونم. فقط میتونم یه سری کارهای ساده و ابتدایی مثل تایپ کردن ورقه ها و استفاده از ایمیل رو انجام بدم. 5. Our surveys are very organized. He forgot to bring your coffee and he brought me the wrong food. خدمتکار یا گارسون ما، خدمتکار ما خیلی منظم نیستش. اینجا میتونه گارسون هم باشه. فراموش کرد که قهوه شما رو بیاره و همچنین برای من غذای اشتباه آورد. Education is important. It's harder to get some jobs if you don't have a college degree. تحصیلات مهمه. به دست آوردن بعضی مشاغل اگه شما یه مدرک کالج نداشته باشین سخت‌تر میشه. I want to get a job at Rick's Cafe. I just have to complete this application and take it to the restaurant. من میخوام یه کاری داشته باشم در کافه ریک. فقط باید این تقاضانامه رو پر کنم و ببرمش به رستوران. I have an interview next week at a computer company. من یه مصاحبه دارم هفته آینده در یه شرکت کامپیوتری. Now what are these? A person who works for someone. کسی که برای یه نفر کار میکنه میشه employee. A paper you get when you finish college. یه ورقه ای که شما میگیرید وقتی دانشگاه رو تموم میکنید. Degree. A job that you learn to do and then do for many years. شغلی که شما یاد میگیریم برای انجام دادن و بعد برای سالها انجامش میدید. Career. A special piece of paper you fill out when you try to get a job. یه تیکه کاغذ که شما باید پر کنید وقتی که سعی میکنید یه شغلی رو به دست بیارین. Application. Something that you need or that you must do or have. چیزی که نیاز دارین یا باید انجام بدین یا داشته باشین. Requirement. Able to plan your work or life well. توانا برای برنامه ریزی کار و زندگیتون به صورت خوب. Organized. A meeting with someone asks you questions to decide if you will get a job. یه جلسه ای که یه نفر در اون از شما سوالاتی میپرسه که تصمیم بگیرید آیا شما اون شغل رو خواهید داشت. Interview. Simple, including only what is necessary. ساده، شامل فقط اون چیزی که لازم هستش. Basic. Two students are looking online for a summer job. They find a website with a video called Careers at Braxton Books. Check the topics you think the video will include. اون دو تا دانشجویی که در مورد همون مشاغل تابستانی بحث می‌کردن، فکر می‌کنن از این چارت قرار راجع به چی صحبت کنن؟ How to buy books online؟ چطور کتاب‌ها رو آنلاین بخریم؟ How to get an application؟ چطور یه درخواست رو به دست بیاریم؟ Job requirements؟ ملزومات و الزامات شغلی؟ Store hours؟ ساعت مغازه. Well, I guess these are the two topics they're going to talk about. Work with the listener. Listen to the conversation. Take notes on the keywords. Follow the sample notes on page 4. Listen to the conversation again and notes about the main ideas based on the keywords you wrote. پس ما به مکالمه گوش میدیم. یه بار keywords ها رو می‌نویسیم و یه بار main idea رو که من براتون.
Unit 1. Listening 1. Activities A and B.
Hmm. Interesting.
What are you doing, Ben?
Oh, hi, Saud. I'm looking at this company's website. I want to work there this summer.
Hmm. Braxton Books. That's the big bookstore downtown, right?
Right. I'm reading all about the company. I want to see what kind of summer jobs they have. Hey, look at this. There's a link on the website for jobs.
Careers at Braxton Books. Click on it. Let's see what it says.
Okay.
Oh, look. Click on this. It's a web video with information about jobs. Let's watch it.
Thank you for your interest in careers at Braxton Books. We opened our first store in Chicago in 1998. We had 25 employees then. Today, we have over 200 stores and 6,000 employees around the world. In 2009, we started our ebook business. It was a big success. We plan to continue growing our online library. We hope you'll join our team and share our success. Are you looking for an interesting job? Braxton Books has job openings for great people. Right now, we have positions for salespeople and web designers. If you'd like to join our team, please listen to the requirements for each job. Here are the requirements for salespeople. You need 1 to 2 years of experience in sales. We also require some basic computer skills. Our stores are very busy, so you must be organized. Finally, you must be friendly and enjoy working with people on a team. Braxton Books needs web designers for our ebook department. Here are the requirements for the position. You must have at least 5 years of experience in web design and excellent computer skills with different computer systems. We prefer people with a college degree in web design. We are looking for organized people who have new and interesting ideas. If you are interested in one of these jobs, please come to one of our stores and complete an application, or print the application from our website and bring it with you to one of our stores. If you meet our requirements, we will contact you for an interview. Thank you again for your interest in working at Braxton Books.
Wow! It sounds like a great place to work.
It sure does. Well, what are you waiting for? Print the application.
Well, it seems to me that you definitely need to listen twice or maybe 3 or 4 times because you have to do 2 things at the same time. The first time you have to write the keywords, then you are going to write and adding notes about the main ideas based on the keywords you wrote, okay? So please listen to this file as many times as you need. Now, what are the answers? Let's see. These are the keywords: Ben summer job, Ben shoghle tabestani, Braxton Books, growing company, شرکت روبروشت, job openings, salespeople, web designers, salespeople, sales experience, computer skills, organize, friendly, work with team, web designer, experience in web design, excellent computer skills, college degree, if interested, application, interview. Now, these were my keywords, and maybe yours are going to be different. Now, let's listen again and write the main ideas.
Unit 1. Listening 1. Activities A and B.
Interesting.
What are you doing, Ben?
Oh, hi, Saud. I'm looking at this company's website. I want to work there this summer.
Braxton Books. That's the big bookstore downtown, right?
Right. I'm reading all about the company. I want to see what kind of summer jobs they have. Hey, look at this. There's a link on the website for jobs.
Careers at Braxton Books. Click on it. Let's see what it says.
Okay.
Oh, look. Click on this. It's a web video with information about jobs. Let's watch it.
Thank you for your interest in careers at Braxton Books. We opened our first store in Chicago in 1998. We had 25 employees then. Today, we have over 200 stores and 6,000 employees around the world. In 2009, we started our ebook business. It was a big success. We plan to continue growing our online library. We hope you'll join our team and share our success. Are you looking for an interesting job? Braxton Books has job openings for great people. Right now, we have positions for salespeople and web designers. If you'd like to join our team, please listen to the requirements for each job. Here are the requirements for salespeople. You need 1 to 2 years of experience in sales. We also require some basic computer skills. Our stores are very busy, so you must be organized. Finally, you must be friendly and enjoy working with people on a team. Braxton Books needs web designers for our ebook department. Here are the requirements for the position. You must have at least 5 years of experience in web design and excellent computer skills with different computer systems. We prefer people with a college degree in web design. We are looking for organized people who have new and interesting ideas. If you are interested in one of these jobs, please come to one of our stores and complete an application, or print the application from our website and bring it with you to one of our stores. If you meet our requirements, we will contact you for an interview. Thank you again for your interest in working at Braxton Books.
Wow! It sounds like a great place to work.
It sure does. Well, what are you waiting for? Print the application.
1. Now let's check the main ideas. Ben wants a summer job, you see, at Braxton Books. Braxton Books has grown a lot and will continue to grow. It is about growing company. Let me bring a pen here in order to teach it much better. Yeah. Well, growing company, and here we have, will continue to grow. There are job openings for salespeople and web designers here. Job openings. Each job has specific requirements. Complete an application in a store. The company will contact you for an interview. You see, all of them, these are the requirements. Read the statements. Write T for true or F for false, then correct any false statements. Write the words or phrases from notes that help you get the answer. Ben works at Braxton Books now. No, that is false. Ben doesn't work at Braxton Books yet. Words and phrases, wants to work there this summer. 2, Braxton Books is a big company. Well, true, over 200 stores and 6,000 employees. بله درسته، بیش از 200 مغازه و 6,000 تا کارمند. 3, the company sells books in stores and online. شرکت کتاب میفروشه در مغازه و به صورت آنلاین. حتما true. برای اینکه خب همین الان گفتیم دیگه over 200 stores, ebook business. 4. The company has some open jobs. شرکت یه سری مشاغل موجود داره. مشاغل باز داره. T. Positions for salespeople. شغلهایی برای فروشنده ها و ویب دیزاینر ها. طراح ویب. Ben will probably try to get a job at Braxton Books. True. He wants to work there this summer. It sounds like a great place to work. و بله ایشون احتمالا یه کاری رو شغلی رو در برکستون بوکس به دست خواهد آورد. بله درسته، برای اینکه میخواد این تابستون اونجا کار کنه و محل خوبی برای کار هستش. Circle the answer that best completes this statement. Braxton Books plans to Braxton Books برنامه ریزی میکنه که open a new store، یه مغازه جدید باز کنه. Continue its success، موفقیتش ادامه بده. Start an ebook business، یه بیزنس ایبوک را بندازه. مطمئنن پاسخ B هستش. Salespeople at Braxton Books have to. فروشنده در Braxton Books مجبورن که work only online، فقط آنلاین کار کنن. Have a college degree، یه مدرک دانشگاهی داشته باشن یا دانشگاه. Help a lot of customers، به مشتریان زیادی کمک کنند. C. Most web designers at Braxton Books are. اکثر طراحان وب در Braxton Books هستن. Highly trained، خیلی آموزش دیده. College students، دانشجویان دانشگاه. Friendly people، افرادی که حالت دوستانه دارن. A. The company only accepts applications شرکت فقط درخواست‌ها رو در وبسایتش به صورت حضوری و بعد از یه مصاحبه قبول میکنه حضوری. A speaker sometimes uses certain phrases to signal a list of important information. Some examples are here. Here are the following are and here is a list of. صحبت کنندگان گاهی اوقات از یه سری عبارت‌های خاص استفاده می‌کنن برای اینکه یه لیستی از اطلاعات مهم رو علامت بدن، یعنی بگن که ما می‌خوایم اطلاعات مهمی بدیم. بعضی از این مثال‌ها هستن: here are, the following are, and here is list of. Now, what about the matching of these two columns? Well, Ben is looking for a summer job. Braxton Books is an international company. You need basic computer skills for a salesperson position. Web designers need a lot of experience. A new part of Braxton business is an ebook business. Salespeople must like to work on a team. Critical thinking strategy, راهبرد تفکر نقاد, comparing and contrasting, مقایسه شباهت ها و تفاوت ها. عبارت های مهم contrast و compare هستند. The difference between on one hand از یه طرف و on the other hand از طرف دیگه. Rather than به جای, as opposed to یعنی در مقابل برخلاف بر ضد. وقتی شما compare میکنید دوتا چیز رو شباهت ها رو میبینید. وقتی contrast میکنید تفاوت ها رو میبینید. Compare و contrast میتونه بهتون کمک کنه که نکات مهم رو در مورد دو تا چیز به دست بیارین و به یاد داشته باشین. از خودتون بپرسین چی یکسان چی متفاوت. به ون دایاگرام برای دو تا کتاب فروشی نگاه کنیم. ون دایاگرام رو بلدیم دیگه که دو تا دایره میکشیم که خدمتتون بگم تفاوت‌های هر کدوم مشخصه و وسط و چه اشتراکشون هستش. ون دایاگرام روشی برای سازماندهی ایده ها وقتی که شما دارین کمپیر و کانترست میکنید. آنچه که چه چیزی یکسانه و چه چیزی متفاوته در مورد کتاب فروشی ها. Braxton Books, World Books, Both Braxton Books and World Books. میفروشه New and Used Books, کتاب های نو و استفاده شده رو. میفروشه کتاب ها رو در مغازه و آنلاین و تا دیر وقت شب هم بازه. این مال Braxton Books. World Books چی؟ میفروشه فقط کتابای جدید. خب فقط میفروشه کتابا رو در مغازه و میبنده خیلی زود. شباهت ها جفتشون در مرکز شهرن، جفتشون بزرگن و شلوغ سرشون، جفتشون کتابهایی رو در زبانهای زیادی میفروشند. اوکی، حالا بریم یه ویدیو ببینیم که compare and contrast رو بهتر شما یاد بگیرید.
Hello and welcome to Q, Skills for Success, Listening and Speaking 1. I'm Jamie Scanlon, the author of this book. Throughout Q, we will be discussing and practicing different critical thinking strategies. In this unit, we are looking at the critical thinking strategy of comparing and contrasting. Some things about these two bookstores are the same. For example, both Braxton Books and World Books are downtown, and both Braxton Books and World Books are large, busy bookstores. In other ways, these two stores are different. For example, Braxton Books sells new and used books. World Books sells only new books. Braxton Books sells books in the store and online. World Books sells books only in the store. Sometimes you need to talk about the way things are the same and or different. Braxton Books and World Books have books in many languages. Braxton Books is open late at night, but World Books closes early. When you compare and contrast two or more things, you look at what is the same and what is different about them. When you compare and contrast, ask yourself, what's the same about these things? What's different? For example, what's the same about the bookstore examples? Both Braxton Books and World Books have websites. What's different? Braxton Books' website sells books. World Books' website does not sell books. Now let's practice. Read the statements. Which person expresses what is the same between the two bookstores? Both Braxton Books and World Books have a lot of books for studying English. Braxton Books has Q Skills for Success and other textbooks. World Books does not have textbooks. It has only dictionaries. Here's another example. Which person expresses what is different between the two bookstores? Both Braxton Books and World Books have cafes. Braxton Books Cafe sells food. World Books Cafe only sells coffee. Let's try another one. Which statement expresses things that are the same? Dark roast coffee and medium roast coffee are both delicious. Dark roast coffee has a richer taste than medium roast coffee. Last one. Which statement expresses things that are different? Action novels are exciting with a lot of fights and explosions. Romance novels are boring with a lot of love and emotions. Both action and romance novels are popular with young people. They sell many copies. In summary, when you compare, say what is the same. When you contrast, say what is different. Thanks for listening.
Listen to the excerpt from listening one. Draw a Venn diagram like the one in the critical thinking strategy with the heading salesperson on the left, web designer on the right, and both jobs in the center. I'm comparing and contrast the requirements for two jobs using the Venn diagram. خب بچه ها یه اولین که کلمه excerpt رو من معنیش رو بگم. Excerpt یعنی قطعه منتخب، درسته؟ میگه که به اون excerpt یا قطعه منتخب از listening یک گوش کنید و یک Venn diagram بکشید و خدمتون بگم که عنوانهاش سیلز پرسن فروشنده سمت چپ باشه، وب دیزاینر سمت راست و جفتشون در مرکز. اوکی بریم اینو با هم اول گوش بدیم. پس یادتون باشه اکسرپت یعنی گزیده و منتخب.
Unit 1 Listening 1 Activity F.
Here are the requirements for salespeople. You need 1 to 2 years of experience in sales. We also require some basic computer skills. Our stores are very busy, so you must be organized. Finally, you must be friendly and enjoy working with people on a team. Braxton Books needs web designers for our ebook department. Here are the requirements for the position. You must have at least 5 years of experience in web design and excellent computer skills with different computer systems. We prefer people with a college degree in web design. We are looking for organized people who have new and interesting ideas.
Now, you see, salesperson, 1 to 2 years of experience in sales. 1 to 2 years تجربه در فروش داشته باشه. ویب دیزاینر رو بخونم. حداقل 5 سال تجربه در ویب دیزاین داشته باشه و مدرک دانشگاهی داشته باشه و ایده های جدید و جالب داشته باشه. خب، اونی که مشترک باشه چی؟ Organize باید باشم، منظم و computer skills، مهارت های کامپیوتری. Now ask and answer questions in a group. Look again at the Venn diagram you completed in activity F. Compare and contrast the requirements for the 2 jobs at Braxton Books. دوباره به Venn diagram نگاه کنید. البته ما فقط نوشتش رو اینجا داریم. مقایسه و مقابله کنید الزامات برای 2 تا شغل در Braxton Books رو. Salespeople need 1 to 2 years of experience, but web designers need 5 years of experience for both jobs. You need to be organized and have computer skills. ببین این کانترست میگه که فروشنده ها باید 2 سال تجربه داشته باشن، اما وب دیزاینر ها 5 سال. جفتشون این کمپیر باید سازمان یافته و منظم و دارای مهارت های کامپیوتری باشن. Do you meet the requirements for the job? آیا شما واجد شرایط هستین؟ Yes, I meet the requirements for the salesperson job because I have sales experience. بله، من واجد شرایط برای salesperson یا فروشنده هستم برای اینکه من تجربه فروش دارم. یا اینکه بگید نه مثلا. 3. Which student in your group is the best person for each job? کدوم دانش آموز در گروه شما بهترین شخصه؟ خب طبیعتاً دیگه جوابش با خود شماست. Listening skill, listening for keywords and phrases. گوش دادن به عبارات کلمات کلیدی. کلمات کلیدی و عبارات های کلیدی بهتون میگن اطلاعات مهم رو راجع به یه موضوع. اسپیکرها اغلب کلمات و عبارات کلیدی رو بیش از یه بار تکرار میکنن چون کلیدی هن دیگه. گوش دادن به عبارات و کلمات کلیدی میتونه بهتون کمک کنه که موضوع مکالمه رو شناسایی کنید. به مثال از listening one توجه بفرمایید.
Unit 1. Listening skill. Example.
Interesting.
What are you doing, Ben?
Oh, hi, Saud. I'm looking at this company's website. I want to work there this summer.
Braxton Books. That's the big bookstore downtown, right?
Right. I'm reading all about the company. I want to see what kind of summer jobs they have. Hey, look at this. There's a link on the website for jobs.
Careers at Braxton Books. Click on it. Let's see what it says.
Okay.
Oh, look. Click on this. It's a web video with information about jobs. Let's watch it.
Okay. من مثالا رو یه بار براتون بخونم اینجا خودم. The topic of the conversation is looking for a summer job. عنوان مکالمه جستجوی شغل تابستانیه. The keywords and phrases are work there this summer, jobs and careers. کلمات کلیدی و عبارتهای کلیدی هستن اونجا work there this summer, اون تابستون اونجا کار کنم. مشاغل و حرفه ها. The speakers say the word summer and jobs more than once. اسپیکرها کلمات summer و job رو بیشتر از یه بار میگن. حالا بن و سا دارن گوش میدن به یه ویدئوی اطلاعاتی در مورد Braxton Books. گوش بدیم به کلمات و عبارات کلیدی در هر بخش و مین تاپیک رو سرکل کنید. One, A, B, C, and like that, okay?
Unit 1. Listening skill. Activities A and B. 1.
Thank you for your interest in careers at Braxton Books. We opened our first store in Chicago in 1998. We had 25 employees then. Today, we have over 200 stores and 6,000 employees around the world. In 2009, we started our ebook business. It was a big success. We plan to continue growing our online library. We hope you'll join our team and share our success.
2.
Are you looking for an interesting job? Braxton Books has job openings for great people. Right now, we have positions for salespeople and web designers. If you'd like to join our team, please listen to the requirements for each job.
3.
Here are the requirements for salespeople. You need 1 to 2 years of experience in sales. We also require some basic computer skills. Our stores are very busy, so you must be organized. Finally, you must be friendly and enjoy working with people on a team. Braxton Books needs web designers for our ebook department. Here are the requirements for the position. You must have at least 5 years of experience in web design and excellent computer skills with different computer systems. We prefer people with a college degree in web design. We are looking for organized people who have new and interesting ideas.
4.
If you are interested in one of these jobs, please come to one of our stores and complete an application, or print the application from our website and bring it with you to one of our stores. If you meet our requirements, we will contact you for an interview. Thank you again for your interest in working at Braxton Books.
Now, what are the answers? 1. B. تاریخچه و موفقیت شرکت. 2. Jobs at Braxton Books. مشاغل در Braxton Books. 3. Job requirements. ملزومات شغلی. 4. چطور یه درخواست یه تقاضانامه رو به دست بیاری. Listen again. Check the words and phrases the speaker uses more than once. کلماتی رو که سپیکرها بیش از یه بار استفاده میکنن رو علامت بزنید. بریم گوش بدیم.
Unit 1. Listening skill. Activities A and B. 1.
Thank you for your interest in careers at Braxton Books. We opened our first store in Chicago in 1998. We had 25 employees then. Today, we have over 200 stores and 6,000 employees around the world. In 2009, we started our ebook business. It was a big success. We plan to continue growing our online library. We hope you'll join our team and share our success.
2.
Are you looking for an interesting job? Braxton Books has job openings for great people. Right now, we have positions for salespeople and web designers. If you'd like to join our team, please listen to the requirements for each job.
3.
Here are the requirements for salespeople. You need 1 to 2 years of experience in sales. We also require some basic computer skills. Our stores are very busy, so you must be organized. Finally, you must be friendly and enjoy working with people on a team. Braxton Books needs web designers for our ebook department. Here are the requirements for the position. You must have at least 5 years of experience in web design and excellent computer skills with different computer systems. We prefer people with a college degree in web design. We are looking for organized people who have new and interesting ideas.
4.
If you are interested in one of these jobs, please come to one of our stores and complete an application, or print the application from our website and bring it with you to one of our stores. If you meet our requirements, we will contact you for an interview. Thank you again for your interest in working at Braxton Books.
Now, which words are repeated more than once? Success in number 1, 2, job, 3, requirements and years of experience, 4, one of our stores, application. The right skills for the job, listening to. You're going to listen to the manager of an advertising company is talking to college students about what employers are looking for. As you listen, gather information and ideas about what employers want. شما قراره که به گوش بدید به مدیر یک شرکت تبلیغات. او داره صحبت میکنه با دانشجویان دانشگاه در مورد اینکه کارفرماها دنبال چی هستن. Advertising means تبلیغ, تبلیغ کردن, telling people about things to buy. Assistant means معاون دستیار, a person who helps someone in a more important position. Graduate means فارغ التحصیل شدن, to finish your studies at a school, college or university. Major, the main subject you study in college, رشته تحصیلی. Manager, مدیر, the person who controls a company or a business. And resume, a list of your education and work experience that you send when you are trying to get a job. Resume, سوابق کاری و تحصیلی. Now, we should fill in the blanks with the words we just read, okay? Number one, my mother speaks French very well. French was her in college. مادرم خیلی فرانسه رو خوب صحبت میکنه و فرانسه رشته تحصیلیشون بود در کالج. Juan got a job as assistant in a school. He'll help the children when the teacher is busy. Juan یه شغلی رو به عنوان معاون در یه مدرسه پیدا کرد و یا دستیار. او به بچه‌ها کمک خواهند کرد وقتی که معلم سر شلوغ باشه. It isn't easy to get a job in advertising. You need to have interesting ideas and you have to know how to sell things. پیدا کردن یه شغل در تبلیغات آسون نیست. شما باید ایده های جذابی داشته باشین و بدونین که چطور چیزها رو بفروشین. I sent my resume to 10 companies. Only one company called me for an interview. من رزومه رو برای 10 تا شرکت فرستادم و بعد یکیشون به من زنگ زد برای یک مصاحبه. My father is the manager of a large restaurant. He has a lot of employees and he is very busy. پدرم مدیر یه رستوران بزرگه و کارمندان زیادی داره و خیلی سرش شلوغه. I plan to graduate from college next year. من برنامه‌ریزی می‌کنم که از کالج سال آینده فارغ التحصیل بشم. You're going to listen to Mark Williamson, the manager of New World Design Advertising. He is speaking to a group of students about skills they need to get a good job. مدیر یه شرکت تبلیغات داره با دانشجو صحبت می‌کنه راجع به اینکه چه مهارت‌هایی باید داشته باشن که یه شغل خوب رو به دست بیارن. یادتون باشه که به کیورد ها و فریز ها گوش بدید. این بهتون کمک میکنه که بدونید موضوعات یک سخنرانی یا گفتگو رو. Check the three skill areas you think Mark will say are the most important. به نظر شما کدوم یک از این سه تا هیته ها که سه تا از اونها رو قرار تیک بزنید مهمن؟ Communication ارتباطات، تکنولوژی فناوری، تیم ورک کار گروهی، لرنینگ یادگیری، پرابلم سالوینگ حل مسئله، پلانینگ و اورگانایزینگ سازمان دادن و برنامه ریزی کردن و کریتیویتی خلاقیت. خب ببین مهارت هایی که داشته باشین من دیدگاه خودم رو میگم. پلانینگ و اورگانایزینگ نمبر 1، پرابلم سالوینگ و کریتیویتی میبی اوکی، میبی یو سی کمیونیکیشن اند تیم ورک اند لرنینگ اوکی. آنسرز ویل وری. ورک ویت د لیسنینگ. Mark introduces the topic of his presentation. Mark معرفی میکنه موضوع پریزنتیشن یا سخنرانی و ارائهش رو. Listen and take notes on the keywords. Keyword ها رو یادداشت کنید. Which skills from activity B does he say are most important at his company? از اکتیویتی B کدوم مهارت ها رو میگه که مهمترین در شرکتش؟
Unit 1. Listening 2. Activity A.
Good morning, everyone. I'm very happy to be here. My name is Mark Williamson. I work with New World Design Advertising. I am here to talk about the skills that you need to find a good job. Many of you will graduate in 1 or 2 years. It's important to think about your future now. I'm going to tell you what managers like me look for when we sit down with you for an interview. These days, a college degree is important, and it helps if your major is related to the career you choose. But those aren't the only requirements. A company is like a sports team. We are looking for the best players. We want employees who will help us make our advertising company the best in the business. Every company is different. At New World Design, We look for three important skills for new employees: communication, teamwork, and learning. I'll explain each of these. First,
okay. Communication, teamwork, learning.
Unit 1. Listening 2. Activities B and D.
Good morning, everyone. I'm very happy to be here. My name is Mark Williamson. I work with New World Design Advertising. I am here to talk about the skills that you need to find a good job. Many of you will graduate in 1 or 2 years. It's important to think about your future now. I'm going to tell you what managers like me look for when we sit down with you for an interview. These days, a college degree is important, and it helps if your major is related to the career you choose. But those aren't the only requirements. A company is like a sports team. We are looking for the best players. We want employees who will help us make our advertising company the best in the business. Every company is different. At New World Design, we look for three important skills for new employees: communication, teamwork, and learning. I'll explain each of these. I will also tell you how you can start to develop those skills now. Some skills and experience are probably not on your resume yet. These are skills that come from work and life. At our company, we want people with communication skills. We want people who can speak and write clearly and confidently. Employees need to speak with clients in meetings or on the telephone. They also need to write emails and reports. You can improve these skills now by making presentations in class, or you can get a part-time job as a customer service assistant. You can also start a blog or an online video channel about a topic you're interested in. In addition to communication, teamwork is very important. I think this is the most important skill. Employees need to know how to work with others to achieve a goal. This means listening to others' ideas and opinions. It also means understanding other people's feelings. You can develop teamwork skills by doing group projects in your classes. You can also volunteer with a community organization. The third important skill at our company is learning. Everyone already knows how to learn, right? Maybe, but it's about wanting to learn new things. It's important to be open to new ways of doing things. You also need to understand that mistakes are part of learning. One way to develop these skills is to try new things, like new hobbies or sports. It's also a good idea to think about how you learn best, and always tell yourself that mistakes are the best way to learn.
Now, you see here the complete table here in the chart. Skills, communication, teamwork, learning. Okay, now, what about the examples? Able to speak and write clearly and confidently. قادر برای صحبت کردن و نوشتن واضح و با اطمینان. Speaking with clients in meetings or on the telephone. صحبت کردن با مشتری ها در جلسات یا در تلفن. Writing emails and reports. نوشتن ایمیل ها و گزارش ها. این در مورد communication. کار تیمی. Know how to work with others to achieve a goal. بدونه که چطور با دیگران کار کنه برای رسیدن به هدف. Listening to others' ideas and opinions. گوش دادن به ایده ها و نظرات دیگران. Understanding other people's feelings. فهمیدن احساسات افراد دیگه. در مورد learning. Wanting to learn new things. تمایل به یاد گرفتن چیزهای جدید. Being open to new ways of doing things. پذیرا بودن روش‌های جدید انجام کارها. Understand that mistakes are part of learning. و فهمیدن اینکه اشتباهات بخشی از یادگیری هستند. Read a sentence, circle the word or phrase that best completes each sentence. Mark thinks it's a good idea for students to think about their now. Mark فکر میکنه که برای دانشجوها که فکر کنن در مورد چی future آیندهشون الان خوبه. He says a college degree is important for getting a good job. او میگه که یه مدرک دانشگاه مهمه برای گرفتن یه شغل خوب. Mark compares a company to a sports team. Mark شرکت رو با یک تیم ورزشی مقایسه میکنه. He says people can get important skills through work and life. او میگه که افراد میتونن مهارت‌های مهم رو به دست بیارن از طریق کار و زندگی. For Mark personally, teamwork is the most important skill. شخصا برای مارک کار تیمی مهمترین مهارته. When learning something new, Mark says mistakes are the best way to learn. موقع یادگیری یه چیز جدید، مارک میگه که اشتباهات بهترین روش برای یادگیری هستند. Listen again, read Mark's suggestions for how students can develop the skills, write the matching skill, communication, teamwork, or learning next to each suggestion. گوش بدید دوباره و بخونید پیشنهادات مارک رو برای اینکه چطور دانشجویان میتونن مهارت‌ها رو توسعه ببخشن و اون مهارت سگانه یا کمیونیکیشن، تیم ورک یا لرنینگ رو به هر کدوم از این سجشن‌ها بنویسید. بچه‌ها قبل گوش دادن یه بار اینا رو با هم بخونیم. Volunteer at a community organization. داوطلب بشید در یه سازمان اجتماعی. Write a blog or start an online video channel. یه وبلاگ رو بنویسید یا شروع کنید یک کانال ویدیویی آنلاین رو. Try a new hobby or sport. یک سرگرمی یا ورزش جدید رو امتحان کنید. Make presentations in class. در کلاس پریزنتیشن و ارائه بدید. Do group projects as part of your studies. پروژه های گروهی رو به عنوان بخشایی از مطالعاتتون انجام بدید. Tell yourself that mistakes are the best way to learn. به خودتون بگین که اشتباهات بهترین روش برای یادگیری هست. Get a part-time job as a customer service assistant. یه شغل نیمه وقت به عنوان یک دستیار خدمات مشتری به دست بیارین.
Unit 1. Listening 2. Activities B and D.
Good morning, everyone. I'm very happy to be here. My name is Mark Williamson. I work with New World Design Advertising. I am here to talk about the skills that you need to find a good job. Many of you will graduate in 1 or 2 years. It's important to think about your future now. I'm going to tell you what managers like me look for when we sit down with you for an interview. These days, a college degree is important, and it helps if your major is related to the career you choose. But those aren't the only requirements. A company is like a sports team. We are looking for the best players. We want employees who will help us make our advertising company the best in the business. Every company is different. At New World Design, we look for 3 important skills for new employees: communication, teamwork, and learning. I'll explain each of these. I will also tell you how you can start to develop those skills now. Some skills and experience are probably not on your resume yet. These are skills that come from work and life. At our company, we want people with communication skills. We want people who can speak and write clearly and confidently. Employees need to speak with clients in meetings or on the telephone. They also need to write emails and reports. You can improve these skills now by making presentations in class. Or you can get a part-time job as a customer service assistant. You can also start a blog or an online video channel about a topic you're interested in. In addition to communication, Teamwork is very important. I think this is the most important skill. Employees need to know how to work with others to achieve a goal. This means listening to others' ideas and opinions. It also means understanding other people's feelings. You can develop teamwork skills by doing group projects in your classes. You can also volunteer with a community organization. The third important skill at our company is learning. Everyone already knows how to learn, right? Maybe, but it's about wanting to learn new things. It's important to be open to new ways of doing things. You also need to understand that mistakes are part of learning. One way to develop these skills is to try new things, like new hobbies or sports. It's also a good idea to think about how you learn best, and always tell yourself that mistakes are the best way to learn.
Well, the first one, teamwork. Number two, communication. Three, learning. Four, communication. Five, teamwork. Six, learning. Seven, communication. Work with the video. A career counselor helps people find a good job. What kinds of advice do you think career counselors give to people? یه مشاور شغلی به افراد کمک میکنه که یه شغل خوب پیدا کنن. چه نوع توصیه هایی رو فکر میکنید که مشاوران شغلی یا حرفه‌ای به افراد ارائه میدن؟ Well, how to find a job, how to interview, how to dress. چطور یه کار پیدا کنن، چطور مصاحبه کنن، چطور لباس بپوشن. And we have some words here. Counselor means مشاور, client مشتری و موکل, strength نقاط قوت, confident مطمئن, attire لباسها, promotion ارتقا, show up رسیدن به یک محلی. Okay. پس در مورد مشاور شغلی ببینیم که چه ویدئویی رو قراره ببینیم.
Hi, my name is Satya, and I'm a career counselor and coach.
Satya helps people find jobs. People leave their jobs for different reasons. Maybe they want to change their career or make more money. But it can be difficult to find a new job. Some people spend a year or more looking for a job. They apply for many positions, but they can't find a good one. So they come to Satya for help. When Satya meets with a new client, the first thing she does is ask a lot of questions. She asks about the person's education and their past work experience. She also looks at their resume and learns about their skills, their strengths, and of course, what kind of career they are looking for. She also helps people prepare for an interview. They talk about how to relax and feel confident. And they talk about interview attire. The clothes you wear when you go to the interview. Satya always tells her clients, dress for the job you want. Some clients already have jobs, but they want a promotion. Satya teaches them about networking. That means building good relationships with colleagues and managers at the company. Get to know the people you work with so they can help you reach your career goals. A lot of people worry about losing their job. Satya's advice is show up on time every day, work hard, and keep a positive attitude.
Watch the video two or three times. Choose the correct answers to complete the sentences. People go to Satya when they want to. مردم سراغ ساتیا میرن وقتی که میخوان شرکتی رو شروع کنن، شغلی رو پیدا کنن و یا مشاور شغلی بشن، طبیعتاً شغل پیدا کنن. وقتی ساتیا مشتری جدید رو میبینه، اول از همه برای اونها یه رزومه درست میکنه، وبسایتشون رو چک میکنه، ازشون سوال میپرسه. بله، سی. ساتیا کمک میکنه به مشتریهاش در طول یه مصاحبه احساس آرامش و مطمئن داشته باشن، سوالات زیاد بپرسن، توضیح بدن چرا اونها شغلشون رو از دست دادن اولین گزینه. ساتیا میگه افراد باید لباس بپوشن برای شغل، شغلی که اونها در گذشته داشتن، الان دارن، میخوان در آینده داشته باشن. طبیعتاً سیه دیگه. برای یک ترفیع و ارتقا گرفتن، ساتیا میگه که یاد بگیرین در مورد اهداف حرفه‌ای همکارانتون، افرادی را که باشون کار میکنید رو بشناسید، شروع کنید کار کردن در یه شرکت متفاوت رو. Well, the answer is B. بر اساس گفته ساتیا، سر وقت برسین، سخت کار کنید و داشته باشید یک نگرش مثبت و شما پول بیشتری به دست خواهید آورد، کارتون رو حفظ خواهید کرد، شرکت رو صاحب خواهید شد. B. Work in a group. Which of Satya's ideas do you think are most useful? کدوم یک از ایده های ساتیا رو فکر میکنید مهمترین مفیدترین باشن؟ Do you want to use a career counselor to find a job? Why or why not? آیا میخواید از یه مشاور شغلی برای پیدا کردن یه شغل استفاده کنین؟ چرا؟ چرا نه؟ Satya's most useful ideas are relax and feel confident when you interview. بهترین ایدهش این بود که در طول مصاحبه ریلکس کنید، احساس اعتماد به نفس داشته باشین. Dress for the job you want. برای شغلی که میخواهین لباس بپوشین. Network. همون نتورک و شبکه و اینا. Show up on time and keep a positive attitude. سر وقت برسین و نگرش مثبت رو حفظ کنید. Video transcript, as usual, is provided for you in order for you to come back here and check any problems you had during the video. Now, answer these questions according to listening 1, 2, and the unit video. What are some important skills for getting a job? How can you learn these skills? یه سری مهارت‌های مهم برای گرفتن یا به دست آوردن یه شغل چیه؟ شما چطور میتونید این مهارت‌ها رو یاد بگیرید؟ Well, communication, teamwork, and learning. You can learn these skills by training at a job. شما میتونید مهارت‌های سگانه ارتباط، کار تیمی و یادگیری رو در آموزش دیدن در یک کار or in life در زندگی، برای مثال با یاد گرفتن new hobbies and giving presentations، سرگرمی‌های جدید و سخنرانی کردن به دست بیارید و یاد بگیرید. With your group, think of three interesting jobs. با گروهتون در مورد سه تا کار جالب فکر کنید. What skills or requirements do you think those employers look for? چه مهارت‌ها یا الزاماتی رو فکر می‌کنید اون کارفرماها دنبالشن؟ ببین مثلا در مورد firefighter، آتش نشان، fitness، تناسب اندام، bravery، شجاعت، salesperson، فروشنده، working with people، friendliness، کار کردن با افراد و مردم و دوست، حس دوستی، writer، نویسنده، communication، organizer، ارتباطات و سازمان یافته و منظم. Talk about the job you would like to have. خب صحبت کنید در مورد شغلی که میخواین داشته باشیم. What do you think are the basic requirements? الزامات اولیه اون شغل چی هن؟ What skills do you have? شما چه مهارتهایی دارین؟ What do you need to get that job? برای به دست آوردن اون شغل به چی نیاز دارید؟ Well, I would like to work in a bank. دوست دارم در یه بانک کار کنم. I think you need to have good computer skills and good math skills. فکر کنم شما باید مهارت‌های کامپیوتر و ریاضی خوبی رو داشته باشین. I have good computer skills, but I'm not very good at math. I need to get better at math to get a job at a bank. مهارت کامپیوتر من خوبه، اما خیلی در ریاضیات مهارت ندارم و باید بهتر بشم در ریاضی برای اینکه اون شغل رو به دست بیارم. Vocabulary skill, distinguishing between words with similar meanings. تشخیص و تمایز دادن بین کلماتی که معنی مشابه دارند. مثلا career و work جفتشون یعنی کار دیگه، درسته؟ بعضی واژه‌ها معانی مشابه دارن اما در وضعیت‌های متفاوت استفاده میشن. تعاریف و جملات مثال در دیکشنری میتونه بهتون کمک کنه تصمیم بگیرید کدوم کلمه بهترینه برای استفاده. خب اینجا رو ببینید. شغلی که شما یاد میگیرین برای انجام دادن و سپس برای چند سال انجامش میدین، شغلی که شما برای پول در آوردن دارید میشه work. Max graduated from college last year. He is ready to start a career. Max فارغ التحصیل شد از دانشکده پارسال، آماده است یه شغلی رو شروع کنه. I have to leave for work very early tomorrow morning. من باید برای کار خیلی زود صبح فردا برم بیرون. The definition of career, as you can see, is a job you want or plan to do for a long time. Work is a more general word, meaning the job you do for money. تعریف کریر همونطوری که میبینید شغلیه که شما میخواین یا برنامه ریزی دارین برای انجام دادن برای یه مدت زمان طولانی. کار یه واژه کلیتر و عمومیتره به معنی شغلی که شما انجام میدید برای پول. Always look for both words in the dictionary before deciding which one to use. هر موقع دیدین دوتا کلمه مشابه رو میخواییم به کار ببرین، هر دوتا رو در دیکشنری بچه ببینید برای اینکه بفهمید که کدوم یکی رو باید در اون وضعیت خاص استفاده کنید. Read the dictionary entry, circle the best word for each sentence, job and career. Job کاری که شما برای پول انجام میدید و career هم که معنی کردیم. کدومی که از اینا؟ A job or career in law can be very demanding. یک شغل حقوقی میتونه خیلی demanding باشه، مشکل باشه. My company closed, I need to find another soon. شرکت من تعطیل شد، باید یه شغل جدید پیدا کنم. طبیعتاً اولی میشه career و دومی job. بریم اینجا company و business. Company, Jim went into with his brother, went into business. Jim وارد business شد با برادرش. The company has over 6,000 employees around the world. شرکت بیش از 6,000 کارمند در سراسر دنیا داره. Company. Write one new sentence for each word in activity A. Job. He starts his new job tomorrow. I want a career as a teacher. Jim works for a large company. It has been a pleasure to do business with you. اینا جمله های من بودن. میتونید ویدیو رو پاس کنید. خیلی ساده اند. البته سعی کردم جملات ساده بنویسم. Speaking. At the end of this unit, you're going to role play a job interview with a partner using the interview questions on page 23. As you speak, you will need to ask for repetition and clarification. در پایان این فصل شما قراره که نقش یک مصاحبه شغلی رو ایفا کنید با یه دوستتون با استفاده از سوالات مصاحبه صفحه 23. موقع صحبت شما نیاز خواهید داشت که درخواست تکرار و شفاف سازی کنید. Part 1 Simple Present. گرامر بخش اول زمان حال ساده. از زمان حال ساده در مورد حقایق یا واقعیت‌های کلی و عمومی صحبت استفاده می کنیم. Braxton Books is a big company. خب واقعا شرکت بزرگیه، یه حقیقته. I enjoy working with people. من از اینکه با افراد کار کنم لذت میبرم. این هم یه general truth دیگه، یه واقعیت کلیه. Simple present statements with regular verbs با افعال به اصطلاح معمولی و با قاعده. جملات مثبت میدونید عزیزانم زمان حال ساده فاعلتون اگر هی و شی و ایت باشه یعنی سوم شخص مفرد باشه، در حالت مثبت خبری یعنی affirmative فعل اس یا یس میگیره. اگر فاعلتون غیر از هی شی و ایت باشه مثل آی وی یو دی، اون وقت فعلتون ساده میاد یعنی اس یا یس نخواهد داشت. آی لایک، دی سل. در منفی کردن سوم شخص مفرد ها رو با does not یا doesn't به اضافه فعل ساده میاریم. حواستون باشه اس یا یس نمیخواد دیگه چون does not حضور داره. و برای غیر سوم شخص do not و don't استفاده میکنیم. I do not like، I don't like. از حال ساده برای توصیف عادات و روتین ها کارهای تکراری هم استفاده میکنیم. We take the train to the office. ما با قطار میریم اداره. I do not work on Fridays. من روزای جمعه کار نمی کنم. Simple present statements with be. با استفاده از be یعنی am و is و are در زمان حال ساده. همه تون میدونید با I am به کار میره، با you, we و they are به کار میره، با he, she و it is استفاده میشه. منفی ها I am not فقط، نمیتونید بگی I amn't، ولی بقیه هم are not، هم aren't، خب، و هم is not و isn't. از زمان حال ساده برای توصیف حالات و احساسات استفاده می کنیم. You are very friendly. I want a career as a web designer. بعد جملات حال ساده با have. با فایل های سوم شخص مفرد he, she, it has به کار ببرید. منفیش میشه doesn't have. پس has منفیش میشه doesn't have. برای غیر سوم شخص مفرد یعنی I, you, we و they have به کار ببرید و منفیش میشه do not have. خب قبل از اینکه ویدیو رو ببینیم یه دور دیگه خلاصه رو بهتون بگم که چی شد. از حال ساده برای صحبت در مورد یک حقایق، دو واقعیت های عمومی مثل I enjoy working with people، سه برای عادت ها و روتین ها،
4 برای توصیف وضعیت ها و احساسات استفاده میشه. خب فعل هاتون در حالت فاعل سوم شخص اس یا یس میگیرند و منفی هم که میکنید داز نات به اضافه فعل ساده میگیره. غیر سوم شخص باشه فاعلتون فعل ساده میاد و در حالت منفی دو نات یا دونت به اضافه فعل ساده. اما این زوار مشخص آی با ام به کار میره، هی و شی و ایت با ایز و بقیه با آر، و همچنین در میان هز و هف برای فاعل سوم شخص مفرد از هز استفاده کنید، غیر سوم شخص مفرد هف بیارید. یه ویدیو ببینیم که دیگه کامل همه چیز رو متوجه بشید.
The simple present. We can use the simple present to talk about facts or things that are generally true. Gradberry.com is a career website. I enjoy working with people. To form simple present statements with regular verbs, use the base form with I, you, we, and they. For statements in the third person, he, she, it, add s to the base form. We also use the simple present to describe habits and routines.
We take the train to the office. I do not work on Fridays.
Read the sentences. What is the correct form of the verb in parentheses?
Most companies want people with a few years of work experience. My manager hires about 10 new employees every year. This company doesn't hire people without experience. Some students don't use LinkedIn or Bait.com.
The verb be has 3 simple present forms. Am, is, and are. To form simple present negative statements with be, add not after the simple present form of be. Read the sentences. What is the correct form of the verb be? Affirmative.
My boss is very friendly. They are assistants. It is difficult to find a good job.
Negative.
Eric is not a manager. We are not web designers.
We also use the simple present to describe states and feelings.
You are very friendly. I want a career as a web designer.
The verb have has 2 simple present forms, have and has. Use has only for statements in the third person. For example, he, she, or it. To form a negative statement, use do not before the base form have. Read the sentences. What is the correct form of the verb have? Affirmative.
I have a new job. Eba has a new assistant. Syed and Fatima have an idea for a business.
Negative.
You do not have much work experience. She does not have a resume. They do not have many employees.
To review, The three main ways we use the simple present tense are to talk about facts or things that are generally true, to describe habits and routines, to express states and feelings. Read the sentences. Which of the uses above does each sentence show?
Andrew works on weekends.
Habit or routine.
We are happy you decided to join the company.
State or feeling.
The internet has a lot of useful information about careers.
Fact or general truth.
The simple past.
Use the simple past to talk about actions that happened in the past.
Sue graduated from college last year. Sammy went to a job interview this morning. My university had a career fair last spring.
To form the simple past with regular verbs, add ed to the base form of the verb.
I worked at a clothing store last summer. I helped customers.
For verbs ending in e, add d.
I served dinner at a busy restaurant. I also prepared takeout orders.
For verbs ending in y, drop the y and add ied.
Hakim applied for a position as a web designer. He studied web design in college.
Read these sentences. What is the correct form and spelling of the verb in parentheses?
Ibrahim walked to the office this morning. I used Gradberry.com to find a job.
Aisha tried to find a job, but she didn't find one.
The verb be is irregular in the simple past. It has two forms, was and were.
My internship was a good experience. The people I worked with were great.
Here are some other verbs that have irregular simple past forms. Base form, simple past.
Come, came. Know, knew. Do, did. Make, made. Get, got. See, saw. Go, went. Say, said. Have, had. Take, took.
Read these sentences. What is the correct simple past form of these irregular verbs?
Dimas said the interview was very difficult. The company owner called and offered me a job. Of course I took it. Last year you were a university student, correct? Then you started your own business? Franco and Carl had an idea for a new website. It was a big success, and they made a lot of money.
To form a negative simple past statement, use didn't plus the base form of the verb.
I didn't graduate from high school last year. It was 2 years ago.
There are two forms for negative statements with be, wasn't and weren't.
She wasn't happy when someone else got the job. The servers weren't friendly at that restaurant.
Read these sentences. What is the correct simple past negative form of the verbs?
Mansoor wasn't in class today, so he didn't take the test. Haya didn't get good grades in university. It wasn't easy for her to find her first job. Khalid and Ali don't have good computer skills. They weren't ready to start jobs immediately after college.
Okay. Circle the correct verb to complete each sentence. A web designer needs a lot of experience, but I only have 1 year. Okay. Why? As you say, because web designer is a third person, singular, so it needs S. Number two, it is not easy to find a job these days, especially if you want a good career. یافتن یه شغل این روزها آسان نیست، مخصوصاً اگر شما یه شغل خوب میخواید. Three, I have a college degree and I am a hard worker. من یه مدرک دانشگاه دارم و یک کارگر سخت کوشم هستم. The company does not accept applications online. They prefer to meet you in person. شرکت تقاضاها رو آنلاین نمیپذیره، میخوان که حضوراً شما رو ببینن. 5. The manager likes your resume, but we do not have any open positions. مدیر میخواد رزومه شما رو دوست داره، اما ما هیچ موقعیت بازی رو نداریم، که منظور شغلی رو که خالی باشه و بخوایم به شما بدیم رو نداریم. She is not very organized, but she enjoys working on a team. او خیلی منظم نیست، اما لذت میبره از کار کردن با یه تیم. برای گذشته ساده ما خب به روال خود کتاب اجازه دادیم که ویدیو هر دو تا قسمت رو تدریس کنه، ولی یه دور دیگه من گذشته ساده رو براتون تدریس میکنم. از گذشته ساده استفاده کنید برای صحبت در مورد اعمالی که در گذشته اتفاق افتادن. افعال با قاعده regular verbs، افعال بی قاعده irregular verbs. با قاعده ها اونایی هن که برای تشکیل شکل گذشته شون کافیه ایدی اضافه کنید به شکل ساده فعل. مثلا work بشه worked، help helped. برای فعل هایی که به ای ختم میشند فقط دی اضافه کنید. مثلا فعل serve خودش ای داره، بنابراین کافیه فقط دی اضافه کنید. برای فعل هایی که به وای ختم میشند مثل apply یا study، وای رو حذف کنید و آی بیارید به اضافه ایدی. Tom applied for position. فعل های بی قاعده اسمش روشه دیگه، بی قاعده هستند، یعنی باید یاد بگیرید. دو تا شکل داره در مورد بی، was و were. was برای I، he، she، it. were برای بقیه. My internship was a good experience. The people I worked with were great. Here are some other words, verbs with irregular simple past form. Say, said, have had و الاخر. برای منفی کردن جملات در گذشته ساده کافیه که didn't به اضافه شکل ساده فعل رو بیارید، هم برای افعال با قاعده هم بی قاعده. I didn't graduate. Well, complete each sentence with the simple past form of the verb. Mark. Well, let's get started. بیاین شروع کنیم. Please sit down. لطفا بشینید. Tom, okay. Can you tell me a little about yourself? میتونی یکم در مورد خودت بگی؟ Sure. I came to New York a few months ago from Chicago. I to Chicago School of Design. من اومدم به نیویورک چند ماه پیش از شیکاگو و رفتم به مدرسه طراحی شیکاگو. Went. Yes, I saw that on your resume. من اون رو در رزومه شما دیدم. Yes, here it is. آها، اینهاش. You graduated last May. What did you study there? شما می گذشته فارغ التحصیل شدی. چی خوندی اونجا؟ I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. متاسفم من نگرفتم منظورتو. Could you say that again, please? میتونی دوباره بگی لطفاً؟ Sure. What was your major in college? رشته تحصیلی شما در دانشگاه چی بود؟ Well, I got my degree in design. من مدرکم رو در طراحی گرفتم. I took a lot of computer classes too. کلاس‌های کامپیوتر زیادی هم من داشتم و برداشتم. I wanted to use my design and computer skills. میخواستم که از مهارت‌های دیزطراحی و کامپیوترم استفاده کنم. That's why I want a career in web design. به این دلیله که من شغلی رو میخوام در وب دیزاین. Read the notes on an interviewer write about Carlos. Then read the interview questions below. Write your own answer to the questions on another sheet of paper. Well, from Caracas, Venezuela, graduated from Central University in 2009. Major was computer science, studied English, was a web designer for 1 year. Before that, was a waiter. Can you tell me about a little about yourself? Well, that is very easy, yeah? I'm from Caracas, Venezuela. I graduated from Central University in 2009. What did you study in high school or college? I studied computer science and English. What work experience do you have? I was a web designer for 1 year. Before that, I was a waiter. Pronunciation, simple past, ed. دوستان گلم، ed که به شکل با قاعده فعل ها اضافه میشه، به سه مدل قرار تلفظ بشه. ed صدای د میده، د. وقتی که صدا خب وایست باشه، مصوت باشه، یعنی یه صوتی داشته باشه. این شامل همه مصوت ها یعنی واول ها و کانسوننت ها، صامت های که اینجا نوشته بی ج بی گ ج ل م ن ر و و ز هستش. حالا من به این صورت تلفظ کردم، ولی بی جی مثلا الاخر میتونید بخونید. پس د صدای د میده ای دی اگر وایست باشه و کانسوننت های فلان ختم بشه. خب این کدوم صدا؟ منظور صدای آخر. ببین تلفظ این فاینال ساند یعنی این ای دی بستگی داره به این که اون صدا چی باشه. ای دی صدای ت میده وقتی که صوت صامت باشه، بدون صوت باشه، شامل ف، ک، پ، س، ش و چ. و صدای ایدی اد میده وقتی که صدای آخر یا مصوت دی یا ت هستش.
Unit 1 Pronunciation Examples
Enjoy Enjoyed
Study studied
learn learned
می‌بینی که
laughed
work worked
help helped
wash washed
graduate graduated
End. Ended.
پس وقتی شکل ساده فعل رو میبینید اینجا بر اساس این سه تا قانونی که من تدریس کردم، ببینید مثلا اینجا وای چیه؟ یه دونه مصوته، واول هستش. پس ایدی رو به صورت د میخونید، enjoyed. در دومی صدای unvoiced، صامت، شامل ف مثل لف که میشیم left, worked, helped, washed و ت یا د که ای اد میگرن graduated, ended. Write the simple past form of each verb in activity A in the correct column.
Unit 1. Pronunciation. Activity B.
Column 1.
Liked, looked, stopped, walked.
Column 2. D.
Changed, preferred, required, studied.
Column 3. Id.
Completed, needed. Waited, wanted.
These are the answers, as you heard. Read the conversations and underline the regular verbs in the simple past. مکالمات رو بخونید و افعال با قاعده گذشته ساده رو underline کنید و بعد بنویسید صداش د، ت یا اد میده. خب، من این رو براتون به این صورت انجام دادم. ترجیح میدم که کامل نوشته بشه، یعنی underline و صداها رو کامل براتون اینجا نوشتم. Speaking skill, asking for repetition and clarification. مهارت صحبت کردن، درخواست تکرار و توضیح بیشتر. Clarification یعنی شفاف سازی، توضیح. When you listen, sometimes you need to ask the speaker to repeat information. وقتی گوش میدین، گاهی اوقات باید از اسپیکر بخواین که، یعنی از اون کسی که سخن میگوید حرف میزنه، که اطلاعات رو تکرار کنه. Here are some phrases you can use when you don't hear or understand something well. اینجا یه سری عبارت هایی که میتونید استفاده کنید وقتی نمیشنوید یا یه چیزی رو کامل و به خوبی درک نمی کنید. برای اینکه ازش بخواید تکرار کنه، I'm sorry I didn't catch that. ببخشید متوجه نشدم. Could you repeat that؟ میشه اونو تکرار کنید؟ Could you say that again please؟ میشه اونو دوباره بگین لطفاً؟ Do you mean؟ منظورتون اینه؟ Listen to an expert for an excerpt from an interview. Check the phrases you hear. از یه به یه تیکه و منتخبی از یه مصاحبه گوش بدید و عبارتایی که میشنوید رو.
Unit 1. Speaking skill. Activity A.
Well, let's get started. Please sit down, Tom. Okay. Can you tell me a little about yourself?
Sure. I came to New York a few months ago from Chicago. I went to Chicago School of Design.
Yes, I saw that on your resume. Yes, here it is. You graduated last May. What did you study there?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Could you say that again, please?
Sure. What was your major in college?
Well, I got my degree in design. I took a lot of computer classes, too. I wanted to use my design and computer skills. That's why I want a career in web design.
I see. And do you have any experience in advertising?
Do you mean work experience? In a company?
Yes. You need 2 years of experience for this job.
Well, I checked the answers, as I heard. Listen and complete each conversation with a phrase for repetition and clarification.
Unit 1. Speaking skill. Activity B.
1.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Miteb?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Miteb. It's Fahad from All Tech Computers. Thank you for coming to the interview this morning. I forgot to ask you about...
Hello? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
2.
Great. Okay, thanks. And can you tell me a little about your experience in Australia? I saw on your resume that...
I'm sorry, could you say that again, please?
3.
Hey, Jamal, how are you doing?
Oh, hi, Waleed. I'm great. I just found out that...
Sorry, Jamal. Could you repeat that?
4.
What do you plan to do after you graduate, Seth?
Well, I had a meeting with the manager of New World Design last week.
A meeting? Do you mean an interview?
Number 1, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Number 2, I'm sorry, could you say that again, please? 3, could you repeat that? 4, do you mean an interview? Consider the ideas. Work with a partner, match each job with the correct advertisement. Office assistant, معاون اداره. Tour guide, راهنمای تور. راهنمای گردشگری. 3. Video game tester. تست کننده ویدیو گیم. Children's sports coach. مربی ورزش کودکان. House painter. نقاش خونه ساختمان، های اسکول انگلیش تیچر، معلم انگلیسی دبیرستان. Well, must have college degree in teaching and 2 years of experience working in a school. باید مدرک دانشگاهی در تدریس و 2 سال سابقه کار در مدرسه داشته باشه. Must be friendly and organized. باید دوستانه و سازمان یافته و مرتب باشه. مهارت‌های ارتباطی عالی داشته باشه. Must speak English, French, Arabic and Spanish. و باید انگلیسی و فرانسه و عربی و اسپانیایی رو بلد باشه. Requirements: excellent computer skills, online game experience. الزامات: مهارت‌های کامپیوتری عالی و تجربه بازی آنلاین. Experience playing soccer, baseball and basketball. Must be very friendly. Complete application at تجربه بازی فوتبال، بیسبال و بسکتبال باید خیلی صمیمی باشه و تقاضانامه رو پر کنید در این سایت. Must be very organized. Must be organized. Need excellent computer skills. 1 to 2 years of experience. Come into the office and complete an application. باید خیلی منظم باشه. نیاز به مهارت کامپیوتری عالی داره. 1 یا 2 سال از سابقه یا تجربه داره. مورد نیازه بیایم به اداره و یه تقاضانامه رو پر کنید. No experience needed. Must enjoy working outside on big projects. For application call 802-555-0173. هیچ تجربه نیاز نیست. باید از کار بیرون لذت ببره در پروژه‌های بزرگ. برای تقاضانامه زنگ بزنید به این شماره. خب حالا که من ترجمه کردم فکر کنم خیلی آسان‌تر شد دیگه. Well, the answers are 1E, 2B, 3C, 4D, 5F, 6A. Read the ads again. Underline the job requirements for each ad. Well, here you watched it. I said the answers. And now we are at the end of Unit 1. Track your success. I can take notes on keywords and main ideas. بریم با هم اینا رو چک کنیم ببینیم به اهدافمون رسیدیم یا خیر. در قسمت یادداشت برداری من میتونم یادداشت بردارم در کلمات کلیدی و ایده های اصلی. در critical thinking میتونم در تفکر نقاد میتونم compare و contrast رو انجام بدم. Compare مقایسه شباهت ها، contrast مقایسه تفاوت ها. در listening میتونم گوش بدم برای کلمات و عبارات کلیدی. در وکبلری میتونم از دیکشنری استفاده کنم برای تمایز بین کلمات با معانی مشابه، مثلا job با career. در گرامر میتونم تشخیص بدم و استفاده کنم از زمان حال ساده و گذشته ساده. پرونانسیشن در تلفظ میتونم تلفظ کنم ایدی های آخر فعل های گذشته ساده رو. در اسپیکینگ میتونم تقاضای تکرار و شفاف سازی کنم. و نهایتا هدف این فصل که جمع‌آوری اطلاعات و ایده برای ایفای نقشه مصاحبه شغلی بود رو به راحتی میتونم انجام بدم. دوستان عزیزم صمیمانه سپاسگزارم از همراهیتون با من در فصل 1. انشالله یونیت 2 و بقیه رو در فرصت‌های آتی خدمتتون خواهم بود. تا اون موقع بدرود.